This is Avi Smolka with Goldsboro, DailyNews.com, and this is our December 11th Male Athlete of the Week, powered by Brian Allen, State Farm Insurance. This week I have Billy Strickland from Rosewood High School.
Which sports do you play at Rosewood High School?
I do cross country.
And how long have you been running cross country? All 4 years?
Since April 2018.
You know, what even got you into cross country? You know, was it, did you have a parent that did it, or was it something you just wanted to do?
Well, I guess I got bored watching TV, and I looked fat in the mirror, so I decided I was going to go running.
What has it been like to see yourself, you know, get better and better this year? I imagine when you first started out, you know, did you think you'd be this good?
Oh no, I thought it'd be something else to do, but now I've seen a improvement in myself, and it's an amazing experience that I'm able to compete with such high levels and with great mental stability in order to drive through the harshness of 3 miles in the cold.
Yeah, I mean, can you talk a bit more about that? I mean, I think a lot of people maybe have like a misconception about maybe running. They think, oh, you know, it's easy, I can do that. But when I'm at these meets, I see people like ready to keel over. So it looks a lot harder than it is, I guess.
Running is a 99% mental game. That other percentage is physical and practice, but you have to have your mindset in the right area if you have any hope of succeeding the 1 mile. People that think that, hey, this is easy, I can just run this and get it over with, well, I guess you could, but they don't have the mental capacity. And what I mean by that is that, how do I put this? Well, I would think, people that don't have that drive, the undeterminedness to never give up. That's to never give up. That's the part of the run that gets people.
Absolutely. And then I guess maybe a difficult question for you then, you know, what do you like about running?
I like going the distance. I like actually running around, seeing different areas. It gives me a chance to see around North Carolina. And personally, I feel like I ain't doing anything else with these legs, so I might as well do something with them.
Can you talk a bit about, like, what's it been like being on the team at Rosewood the past few years? It seems like you guys are all really close, always cheering each other on, you know, things like that.
Our team, we treat each other like family. If one finishes early, then the other, that one will go back and cheer on the others. We'll support each other out. We're all friends, and we have each other's backs, especially in these competitions.
And then for you, you know, being I know junior, you're out, but do you know like where you'd like to go to college, maybe a little inkling, or at least what you want to major in?
What I want to do is go to Appalachian and study archaeology.
For you this season, you know, what were like some of like your goals for this season? Was it like just to run, or is there any type of like record you'd like to break, you know, anything like that?
For this running season, I would like to try and beat my current record of 19 minutes and 44 seconds. If I can beat that, then I'll be a happy camper.
My dad's a cross country coach, so I know how much goes into it. So I was wondering, like, has it been difficult for you, you know, to balance all your schoolwork with your running? Also, I mean, maybe not so much this year, but you know, your social life, you know, things like that. Has it been a difficult balance for you at all? Or have you found the balance?
To answer that question real quick, it is not that difficult for me to do my homework at all. Actually, cross country could be a stress reliever as well. Any sports can. And homework is difficult just because of this remote thing, but I'm able to get through. I'm able to keep good grades, have to work hard for it. It ain't ever going to be easy.